Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Good. How are you feeling about tonight's game?
Yeah, look, I can't wait. I guess the big news out of tonight, well, a couple of things. I mean, Queensland desperate to avoid a series whitewash. And look, they don't come along that often. So if New South Wales can pull it off, you know, all credit to them. For the Queensland perspective, I mean, Billy Slater playing his 31st and final Origin game, his first as captain. And, of course, we'd love to send probably the best fullback I've ever seen, certainly in my lifetime, out on a winning note. So plenty of Queenslanders playing for their Origin futures as well. So while they say it's a dead rubber, plenty to play for tonight.
Look, he's no Johnny Raper, but you wouldn't remember that, mate.
Far too young.
I think he might have a prodigy in the making as his understudy. What's Kalyn Ponga doing? Is he playing tonight?
Well, he'll be like the rest of us. He'll have his feet up watching the game. He suffered a hamstring injury. He's not there. Of course, no Greg Inglis either. Greg's got the broken thumb, so he's out, which has given Billy his chance to captain his state. So, you know, a couple of big losses. But, look, the Queensland players, as I mentioned before, people are talking about it being a dead rubber. Talking to the players, they don't see it that way, I can assure you. They are desperate to avoid the clean sweep. You know, like I say, some of these boys are playing for their Origin futures. And, you know, Daly Cherry-Evans has been brought in to replace Ben Hunt. You know, he played the last of his six Origin games 3 years ago. He's been in the wilderness. There was sort of talk that he wasn't popular with the players. They've all dismissed that. And look, he'll become a Queensland hero if he can guide the Maroons to a victory tonight, that's for sure.
It's one of those ones where it's the type of game from the past that you would have seen undoubtedly some biff in this third and final match where the series was already decided. There would be some biff. However, what are we going to see tonight? Perhaps a bit of pushing and jumper slapping?
Oh, definitely, some jumper grabbing. Yeah, lots of that. And that's sort of where we're getting that from the AFL. That's they're famous for that sort of stuff. They've melees in the AFL. Yeah. And I've seen that start to creep into rugby league.
Yeah.
Look, so there will be a bit of that. Probably some nasty name calling as well.
Sure.
And I reckon that Jimmy Maloney from New South Wales, he'll probably be saying some really mean things to some of the Queensland players.
I could imagine. I think we need to start getting our lessons on how to behave from basketball teams. I don't know if you saw Australia versus the Philippines.
Sport.
Yes,
absolutely. Yeah, some of those non-contact sports. Well, when you take chairs and kits and sinks out of the equation,
makes it a little bit more interesting. You know, a bit more like rock and roll wrestling.
Absolutely. Bring back the beef.
There
that was
go.
A good old day.
Can't hurt. I mean, they're big boys. Hey, Murph, always great chatting with you. Go Queensland, hey?
Absolutely. Let's avoid that whitewash.